This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Great Lakes Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. It's a Category 12B Robust Porter. Okay, it's a dark beer. It's very, very dark brown. Just looking at it in room light, you can't see through it, so it's opaque. If I hold it up to a flashlight, I can see that it's clear. It's got a tall, deep tan head, and it's settling slowly. Looks very good. 3 on appearance. The aroma, it's roasted grain, a little bready, like bread crusts. I get some distinctive chocolatey notes, maybe a hint of caramel, but it's low. There's some lightly citrusy hops, maybe moderate strength. No esters. A little bit of toffee. But otherwise, it's really clean. The malt is dominating the aroma, and the roast is dominating the malt. That's pretty much what you expect in a porter. The sort of roasted qualities could be a little bit more intense, a little bit more pure. So I'll give it a 11 out of 12. Okay, I'll taste it. It's moderate to moderate high roast. It does have some burnt flavors. I'd say they're light. Maybe like unsweetened chocolate, because it does have some of those chocolate notes. Maybe a hint of coffee, but it's mostly chocolate. Those roasty flavors help give it a dryish finish, but there is some maltiness along with it, so it doesn't seem sort of purely sort of burnt. The burnt quality, the roasted quality, isn't acrid or harsh or annoying, so that's nicely handled. It's a neutral ale yeast. I'm not really getting any esters. I am getting maybe a medium hop bitterness, but there is a little bit of bitterness from the roasted grains pushing it towards medium high. I get a little bit of a citrusy hop flavor in there, particularly towards the finish. Maybe medium level, not as strong as the malt. The flavors are really well blended. Nothing is sort of standing out as too sharp, but the roasted malt flavors, the chocolatey roast. But there's more than chocolate. I mean, there's that sort of burnt, but not in a bad way, flavor on top of it. I mean, that's one of the things that distinguishes a robust porter from a brown porter. I mean, a brown porter would just sort of stop at and sort of a nice chocolate flavor, and the robust porter will start bringing in some of the burnt flavors and some more hops. So it's got that characteristic. You know, I did get some hops in it. The bitterness is up there a little bit more. You know, it is a middle of the road robust porter. I mean, it's not a bash you over the head one, but you know, honestly, I think dark malts and grains and citrusy hops can clash if they're both too strong. So this does a nice job melding those together. I'll give that a 18. The body is, I'll say medium full, medium carbonation. It's very smooth, not harsh. It's a little grainy, a little bit of astringency from the roasted grains, but it's low and it's okay in this kind of a style. I'm not getting any alcohol heat. You know, this seems like it's been aged some. So I'll give that a 5. It's very smooth for a porter. And one of the flaws that I often see in porters, or any sort of roasted beer, is the roast is overdone or winds up being harsh or clashes with some of the other flavors and just makes it unpleasant to drink. So as a judge, I'm always looking for sort of a smooth drinkability while having that roasted quality. And this really has it nicely. So 5 on mouthfeel. So overall, it does taste aged. It's not like a fresh, brash, young beer, but it doesn't have any sort of oxidation character, so that's good. It's very smooth. The roast is prominent, but it's not angular. It doesn't have those sort of sharp edges that make it unpleasant to drink. The supporting malt adds an impression of sweetness to somewhat offset the bitterness and roast a little bit. It doesn't rise up to the level to balance it. Just a little bit there, so it's not, I think that's a little bit of sweetness or a little bit of maltiness in the finish helps soften the edge where, some very dry beers tend to be harsh. Giving it a little bit of maltiness helps balance that out, and the flavors actually go well together, too. As I said before, the roast is really nicely handled, and that's one of the major positive points about this beer. It gives me sort of an overall bittersweet feel in the finish, bittersweet chocolate. But it is complex. It does have some American hops in there that I can taste. Clean American yeast. So, this sort of shows what a good clean American American beer can be. So that's a really nice example. I'll give that a 9 overall. So I add that up, and that looks like a 46, world class. Yeah, I would agree with that. This is one that we really like for the style. So Great Lakes out of Cleveland makes their Edmund Fitzgerald Porter, Category 12B Robust Porter.